Katie Casey was baseball mad. She had the fever and she had it bad. Just to root for the hometown crew, every cent that Katie spent. On one Saturday, her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show. But Miss Kate said no. I'll tell you what you can do. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
AM 1480 KUS, John Wright with you here on what looks like a pretty decent day here today. Twins baseball coming up just a little bit later, and thought this would be a good day to talk a little baseball, specifically just an absolutely incredible book titled Fathers, Sons, and the Holy Ghosts of Baseball. And the author, Tommy Murray, joins us this morning. Tommy, good morning to you.
Hi, John, and hello, Austin, Minnesota.
Now, I've been telling people about this book this morning, so I said to call it a baseball book, because I kind of avoided the book itself for a long time. It was probably the sixth different press release I got from different people, the last one being from, I think it was St. Thomas University, sent me a note about it, and said, don't think of it as like a baseball book in the sense of all these other baseball books you've read. It's really a story about everything, coming of age, relationships between mentors and mentees, about coming to grips with retirement and old age and just a small town trying to survive. And it's all tied around this baseball team. And it's absolutely fabulous. You paint an incredible picture of small town life in Iowa. To get us started, just where did what's the genesis of this book?
Well, real or fiction is never as interesting as real life. And there's a little community called Bancroft, Iowa. It's a typical little Iowa town on a stretch of 169 between Mankato and Fort Dodge, or Algona, I should say, or either one of those two, kind of midway between those two points. Typical in the sense that there's two bars, one Catholic church, and one baseball field. And typical in that baseball is more than just a sport. It's life or death. It's an obsession. In Bancroft, Iowa, baseball is a religion. So my father grew up in Bancroft, Iowa, and it's sort of a story about that community, but also about my relationship with my dad, who is Bancroft, or who is Cottage Park. So I lived with him and took care of him in the final years of his life, and started recording a lot of things about him and baseball, and that's how all this came together.
As the book goes on, and I really don't want to give away the ending, even though it's probably pretty apparent as you read the book, just getting there. I mean, you talk about the different players, and you even describe when graduation night, and they're all off the gravel quarry where everybody was celebrating, and how people wandered away from the party, and then it was just one couple left. As I was reading that story, I was like, man, you must have been at my graduation party that was out at a gravel quarry. The characters and the things that happen are just so true that at times I couldn't decide if I was reading fiction or nonfiction. I mean, it's just beautifully done. It draws you into each one of these characters and their relationships.
Thank you and bless you. Those are such magnificent words. Thank you, John.
Well, I was telling you before, but I keep having to cross back and reread certain chapters to remind myself of just how certain people got to be there. Not that the story is that complex, but it's just so rich that, you know, it's, like I said, it seems so real life that it's based on real life incidences. And is that kind of what's going on here? Is this fairly true, fairly made up?
I am a professional liar. All I do is spin lies, but I hope that some of those lies illuminate truths, and that's what I tried to do with this story. All of the characters in here are real-life characters in my stories. I wish I were smart enough to come up with an original thought of my own. One of the main characters is my Uncle Tommy, who pitched for Bancroft St. John. In 1943, Bancroft St. John won the first Catholic school state championship in Iowa. Heretofore, they kept the public and Catholic schools separate. But that year, 1943, they said, what the heck, let's let them all play in one pool. And Uncle Tommy pitched almost a perfect game. He had several hits. He stole bases. He single-handedly won the game. And he parlayed that success on the baseball field and his charm into getting into the U.S. Army in 1943. He had severe juvenile arthritis. The Army didn't want him. He had a deferment. He didn't want to fight, but like everybody else at that time, he pulled strings to get in. In gratitude, he volunteered to be a flamethrower. It was the most dangerous job in the Army, and he was killed in the Philippines. Well, my family, the Murrays in Bancroft, when they got the life insurance settlement from the federal government, was $10,000, which would be worth about $100,000 nowadays. My grandfather, who was already fairly wealthy, donated land for Memorial Ballpark. They took the $100,000, which would it be, and they built this magnificent grandstand. And it's just a fabulous area down there where they already have the most beautiful church, I think, in Iowa. Now they have, since 1948, they've had the most beautiful baseball field. And I maintain, if you ever get down there, it's a town of about 727 people, that there are also holy ghosts that frequent that Catholic church and that baseball field. And you can see them and hear them and feel them, and if you want, get out and run the bases with them. Both the Catholic church and the baseball field are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year long.
You know, getting into the book a little bit and some of these characters, I found it really interesting when the head coach got to the point in talking with his wife, just thinking about the idea of, you know, getting to where he wants to retire. And not that he wants to give up. I mean, he loves the sport so much, but he just realizes it's time and coming to grips with that. And just how he deals with that and the people around him deal with that, even to the point where administration or the church wanted to replace him immediately once he decided it was retirement time. And he actually had to stand his ground to stick around and play out one final season.
John, this happens in Minnesota, too. Wherever I do readings and signings, I ask people, what was your little town noted for? And in every little town, it's something unique. Sometimes it's band or choir or drama, wrestling, football. Iowa especially has all these little communities where some one person develops this intense persona and programs coalesce around them. In Bancroft, it was baseball, and there was this coach named V.J. Meyer who was there for nearly 50 years. And the problem with these really strong people who start up these programs is they do know what they're doing. They're experts in what they're doing, and the rest of us don't see it. And so they also have these eccentricities that are difficult to kind of deal with. And so there's always a friction of how far do we go following this person before they take us down a road maybe that we don't want to go down. And sometimes these little towns, especially the little Catholic schools, they were still using corporal punishment back in the 60s and 70s. And you'd see an older coach strike a kid. Well, that wasn't real palatable in this day and age, but it was effective in some cases, and that's something that comes out of my book. So there's all sorts of tension and drama when you have a successful program in a small town like that.
And as I was reading it, too, I mean, you have him dealing with this idea of retirement and the coaches around him. But I was fascinated by the story of the priest at the parish there, because there's a moment when he's going around talking to one of the players' families whose father unfortunately passed away, and him talking in his own head about how he doesn't feel like he has the tools anymore to be an effective priest or to give advice. And I thought, what an amazing storyline that became, in that, you know, you reach a point in your career, it's like, am I good enough anymore? And just the different issues you deal with, that baseball, again, ties it together, but it's, you know, the dealing of mentors with mentees and people struggling with faith and struggling with where they are in their careers and am I still good enough? Can I still do this? It's, they are really compelling stories that you tell here.
I have a devotion to Mother Teresa, and I used to read her every single morning when I would take my children and drop them off at school. We would read passages from her journals on the way to dropping them off to school. And toward the end of her life, and I think she was the saintliest, holiest person that I'm aware of in my lifetime, she had profound doubts about her relationship with God. She felt abandoned, and she felt ineffective. And so I took some of that and injected it into my little parish priest, who's also an assistant coach on this baseball team.
Yeah, and it was very, very, very relatable. I could understand where that was coming from. Our guest, Tommy Murray, the book is Father, Sons, and Holy Ghosts of Baseball. I can't believe we're running out of time so fast. Just give us a quick synopsis. Convince people to get out. They need to read this book.
Well, I would invite them to come down to Bancroft, Iowa, and if you can, come down Saturday, June 2nd. We're playing Albert Lea in a game. The Bancroft Bandits are taking on the Albert Lea Lakers at the most beautiful ballpark in Iowa, 7 o'clock Saturday, June 2nd. It's the 70th anniversary of a very game that we played against Albert Lea 70 years ago on almost the exact same date. And we got beat by Albert Lea. And people in Bancroft don't forget. So this is a big game. It's a game of revenge. And I hope if you come and watch that game, you don't even need to read my story. You'll know the whole thing because you'll meet some of these characters down there. And if you hang around long enough, you'll see some of these holy ghosts that I talk about either in the church or on the baseball field. So I think you'll really enjoy this story, Father, Sons, and the Holy Ghost of Baseball. It's about small towns and baseball and so much more.
All right. We'll have to leave it there, but look for this book. It is absolutely fabulous. I've enjoyed it. Tommy Murray, I appreciate your time here today. Hopefully someday our paths will cross.
Bless you and thank you.
All right. Thank you. We've got a run. Feel-good story of the day coming up in just a moment.